the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Chilean Rose, move aside, because there's a new starter tarantula in town, and its name's the Mexican Redknee. Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman, and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today, I'm going to talk about none other than the Mexican Redknee. Now, I did say in one of my previous podcasts that the Chilean Rose was probably one of the best pet beginner tarantulas that you can keep. And while that's not really wrong, their care is fairly simple, I've recently discovered that Chilean Roses are actually quite prone to like mood swings. One day they'll be completely fine and handleable, and the next they'll want to kill you like an old world tarantula. But, well, thankfully the Mexican Redknee has all the simplicities of caring for a Chilean rose, but without the mood swings of one. And also, in my opinion, they look way cooler. No offense, Chilean rose, but these things have these sort of orangey sort of legs. They have like an orange head as well. They have like... just beautiful, they're so vibrant. But anyway, let's get on to their care, shall we? Now, like the Chilean rose, you're going to want to keep your tarantula in a glass or a plastic aquarium with a secure top that has ventilation. As a general rule, the tank should be roughly 2 or 3 times wider than the spider's leg span and roughly as tall as the leg span. Ideally, it should have a side opening. Tarantulas like to hang upside down at the top of the tank, so this will prevent the spider from falling each time you need to service the tank. So you're probably looking at something at around a 300mm by 300mm by 300mm. Now, how will you maintain consistent temperature and humidity? This is an important element of Mexican Redknee tarantula care, like with most other tarantulas, because their humidity is required for them in order to molt. This is the same with reptiles too. If your enclosure isn't humid enough, then this can result in shedding issues. But if your enclosure is too humid, then this could result in respiratory infections, and we don't want that. So the recommended terrarium temperature is around 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit for this tarantula. And this can be achieved by using a heat mat under one portion of the tank, while supplemental heating is recommended for most North American terrarium environments. It's also important to give your spider an unheated area to cool off should the tank get too hot. As for humidity, you'll want to keep it at a 60 to 70% level, which can usually be achieved through evaporation from a water bowl. However, in some dry homes, misting the tank might be necessary. If you see your spider hovering over its water bowl but not drinking, chances are your environment is too dry. Conversely, if it's continuously hiding out in a far corner of the vivarium, your enclosure is probably too humid. You can measure the tank humidity with a hygrometer. Now, as for some decorations within the tank, you could use wood, cork bark, or half of a small clay flower pot. This can provide good shelter for the tarantula. You could also add a few fake plants and also help mimic its natural environment. Or, if you're feeling really all natural, you could go for a bioactive approach. Now, as for their substrate, you're probably going to want something like a mix of peat moss, soil, and vermiculite. You should make it at least 4 inches thick and loosely packed to allow for burrowing and to dampen any falls. Now, what's going to be in their diet? Live crickets will be a staple in your Mexican Redknee tarantula's diet. These spiders also eat roaches, locusts, and other insects. A pinky mouse or a small lizard may be fed occasionally as a protein boost, but make sure to clean the remains from the tank immediately. Also, remove any uneaten live insects, as their constant movement can stress your pet spider once it's full. Mexican Redknee tarantulas usually eat once or twice a week. You should consult a vet on how much and how often to feed, as this can vary based on factors such as age and size. To feed, simply drop the prey in the tank. This is best done in the evening when the spider is more active. The tarantula also needs access to fresh water at all times, both for hydration and humidity. Add a shallow water dish that your spider can easily get in and out of to the enclosure, refresh the water every day. And, well, that just about covers today's podcast on the Mexican red-knee tarantula. Thank you all for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time as we cover one of the most interesting examples of convergent evolution, the false water cobra. Now, don't let its name scare you. Although this snake is venomous, it is nowhere near as venomous as of its cousins that it shares its name with. Join me next time for that one. I've been your host, Alex Freeman. Thank you for visiting my exotic emporium, and have a fantastic day.